Hello，大家好啊，我系阿 Yan 啊，咁今日咧就到我嚟分享我嘅见证嘅，咁今日咧我都准备咗一个 PowerPoint，咁希望可以清晰啲咁帮我去表达啦。
Hi everyone, I'm Yan, and today I'm going to share with you my testimony. I've prepared some PowerPoint slides to go with my sharing today.
系啦，咁咧今日我嘅分享咧就分为三部分嘅，咁包括我认识神嘅过程啦，跟住就讲下卫生啦，咁最屘咧就讲下 love story 系啦，神藉住婚姻咧系雕刻我嘅生命嘅。
My sharing is divided into three parts. The first part is the process of knowing God, and the second part is about how I committed myself to God, and the third part is how my love story, how God transforms me through my marriage.
係啦，咁講一講我認識神嘅過程啦。咁其實我好細個入讀幼稚園咧，我已經係讀基督教學校，咁所以我一路以嚟咧都覺得世界上有神。咁但係咧，我其實係婆婆帶大嘅，咁所以咧我又會跟佢去拜神嘅。
Ever since I started kindergarten, I attended Christian schools. So all along, I believe there's a God. I believe in the existence of God. But because my grandma was my main caregiver, so ever since young, I had followed my grandma in worshipping idols.
所以咧，我根本唔知道呢個世界邊個神先係真嘅。
So I wasn't sure how to discern, you know, who is the true God.
咁喺到中二嘅時候啦，咁我嘅老師咧就帶咗我翻嚟基督門徒福音會去參加主日崇拜。
So when I was in Form 2 in Hong Kong, which is the equivalent to Year 8 in the UK, my teachers brought me and some of my classmates to attend our church.
咁翻咗一段時間啦，屋企人咧就同我講，其實信教都係心理作用嚟嘅啫，個個都係咁講啦，咁你就會信以為真噶啦。
So after attending church for some time, my family started telling me, you know, religious belief is just a play on your psychology, a source of comfort that people are looking for. And, you know, people tend to follow the crowd and take something as truth simply because everyone says so.
所以我都開始懷疑啦。咁我就諗，既然心理作用，我唔需要嘥時間啦。咁但係如果係真嘅話，咁神遲早都會帶我翻嚟嘅。
So, yeah, I started having these doubts in my heart, and I thought to myself, if this is just a psychological effect, then there's no need to waste my time on this. But if God is real, then no matter what, I believe he will look after me, and somehow he'll bring me back to get to know him.
咁我啲朋友有個個都唔翻咯，咁我咪自然都唔翻啦。
And what's more, those friends who used to attend church with me were no longer attending church. So naturally and slowly, I left the church as well.
係啦，咁點解我今日又會仲喺度翻嚟咧？咁我哋就去睇下下一個 PowerPoint 啦。
So how come I'm still standing here attending church today? So let's move on to the next slide.
係啦，吸引我翻嚟咧，就係因為神嘅帶領啦，同埋一班基督徒嘅生命。
So what drew me to step foot in the church once again was really God's leading and the attractiveness of the Christian life.
我中學有一年讀書就唔好啦，咁我要去另一間中學重讀我嘅中五。嗰年我好唔開心，我成日覺得好多埋怨啊。
I didn't do too well in my Form 5 studies, which is equivalent to GCSE here, and because of that, I was assigned to a very bad school in Hong Kong, and I had to repeat my studies, and every day I was, my heart was full of grumbling, and I was really unhappy.
咁有一日放學咧，我望住個天空，咁我喺度諗，唉，我日日咁埋怨好辛苦啊，我又冇能力去擺脱喎。如果呢個世界真係有神咧，你可唔可以幫我？同埋話俾我聽，你究竟係邊個？
Yeah, because every day was like that, full of grumbling in my heart. I found it very tormenting. And one day after school, I looked at the sky, and in my heart, I was asking, you know, if there is a God, please come and help me. Please tell me, who is this true God? And yeah, because if there's a true God, you would help me to be able to break free from all these bondages.
兩日後呢，我去咗一間醫院嗰度做義工。竟然喺嗰度咧，我遇上教会嘅导师德恩导师。
Two days later, I went to volunteer at the hospital, and to my surprise, while volunteering in that particular event, I bumped into Francis, who was one of the leaders of the church at that time.
呢位导师咧，佢好温柔同埋好爱主，所以我对佢好深刻印象。
this particular leader of the church was very gentle and loving, and she really loves God, and that left a deep impression on me.
佢嗰陣時咧，好主動同我相應啦，又邀請我翻教會喎。但係嗰一刻咧，我有啲猶豫嘅。
Yep, so she took the initiative to invite me to church.
因為我好猶豫嘅，因為我唔知道，咦，係咪神聽咗我祈禱咧，定係一個巧合嚟嘅咋？
At that time, I was still very unsure. Was it just a coincidence, or was it really God hearing my prayer?
但呢位導師咧，佢花咗好多心機同精神咧，去成日 call 我啦，去關心我啦，因為咁我被打動咗。
But this particular leader, she spends a lot of time and effort to show her concern towards me. So she would call me and chat with me. So, yeah, because of that, I was touched.
因為我知道，如果真係一個真神去回應咗我咧，我今次一定要把握機會。如果唔係嘅，咁只不過係一個巧合，我遲早都會離開噶啦。
And yeah, again, I thought to myself, if it is really God who's real, this God in the Bible, and he had heard my prayer, then I should seize this opportunity to seriously seek after him. But if it's just a coincidence, then sooner or later, I will leave the church again.
咁我翻到呢个嘅查经组里边啦，咁我好中意听啲乜嘢咧？就系听基督徒佢哋嘅分享啦。
So when I started attending Bible study, what I really liked hearing was the very sharing from the brothers and sisters.
因为我好中意听咧，佢哋讲咧生活上面遇到啲咩困难啊，同埋难阻，但系咧佢哋好喜乐噶喎。
Because I was really drawn to their sharing about the daily difficulties and problems they encounter in their lives, and yet how they were still full of joy.
我見到佢哋好有能力活出聖經嘅教導，呢樣嘢生命好吸引我。
And the fact that they had that strength to implement the Bible's teaching, this kind of life really drew me.
咁我咧係一個好內向啦，好怕醜啦，亦都好慢熱嘅人嚟嘅。
So my character is, you know, quite shy and I'm quite introverted, and usually it takes a long time for me to build a relationship with others.
系啦，虽然咧，其实翻教会嘅大部分都系我中学嘅师兄师姐，但我同佢哋冇多两句嘅。
Even though most of the people attending church at the time were senior students from the same high school as me, we actually hardly have any conversation.
可能系啦，在座嘅我嘅师兄师姐，佢可能会记得，佢哋同我对答嘅时候，我只会话系唔系。中意唔中意，跟住 dead air 噶啦。
So actually, sitting amongst us, there are some of my senior friends from my high school, and I think they would recall when we used to chat with each other. All I would respond was with a yes or no, or yeah, I like it. No, I don't.
咁所以我發現咧，唔單止導師，連呢班基督徒佢哋都咁持續咁去陪我傾偈，去陪伴我覺得好特別。
So I soon realized it's not just the church leaders who were really concerned about me. Even the other Christians, they were consistently trying to come and talk with me, to accompany me every time after the Bible study.
因为很多地方都是的啦，合则来，不合则去。他们为什么要花这么多心机在我这么懵懂的人身上呢？
As you know, people tend to remain friends so long as they agree, but if they don't,they can just walk out of your life completely. So I really didn't understand why they would spend so much time on me, such a boring person.
所以我深信咧，其實係神藉住呢班弟兄姊妹啦，去回應咗我嘅呼求。
So I believe that it was God answering my prayer through these brothers and sisters.
所以相信我哋其實每一位啦，我哋有心去尋求神咧，神會明白嘅。
So I believe that every one of us, if we truly have a heart to seek after God, God understands.
正如马太福音里面讲过，凡祈求嘅就得着，寻找嘅就寻见，叩门嘅就给他开门。
Just as Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you.
咁跟住我要稳定咁返教会咯，但係我需要神去帮助我去取舍同埋克服困难。
And what follows was how I started consistently attending church, and I actually really needed God's power to help me make a firm decision and to give up certain things in my life.
冇错啦，因为星期日翻教会咧，意味着我要放弃取舍我同家人相处嘅时间啦。另外就系我嘅喜好啦。
Because having to attend church every Sunday meant that I had to choose between spending time with my family on Sundays or going to church. The struggle also had to do with some of my interests in life.
因為我嗰陣時咧係好投入我嘅童軍生活嘅。
Because at the time I was really involved in scout training.
因為有好多 training 啦，咁我可以接觸到好多唔同人同事啦，咁又可以考證書。
Because through the scout training, I was able to develop many areas of interest, and I was able to get to know different people, and also get a lot of different certificates.
係啊，咁我覺得好幫到我豐富人生知識。咁但係咧，翻童軍訓練同埋翻教會咧，啱啱時間係相撞嘅。
And I found it very useful in enriching my knowledge and experience in life, but the challenge was the time for my scout training clashed with church worship.
咁同埋啦，要抽離我一個咁熟悉嘅環境，去到教會識班新嘅人，其實對我嘅性格係好難嘅。
Not only that, it was very difficult for me to withdraw from a group of people that I was familiar with and to start going to church and making friends all over again.
咁牧師都同我講翻嘅，佢話其實嗰陣時我花咗好多心機咧，去講解永恆嘅事先係最重要嘅。
So later on, my pastor told me, actually at the time he had really done his best in explaining to me the true value of things of eternal significance.
咁講到佢都冇辦法啦，咁佢都唯有禱告啦，同埋仰望神啦。
But having said everything, he knew is beyond what he could do, so he could only pray for me and look to God for his intervention.
咁又好感恩喎，神好看顧我。後屘咧，唔知點解讓我明白到呢啲嘅證書同埋呢啲咁豐富嘅經歷，其實唔一定對我有益噶。
And amazingly, I can't really explain how, but somehow God helps me to suddenly understand in my heart that even these experience in life and various certification doesn't necessarily help me in my life in general.
咁我就開始穩定翻教會啦。
So I started attending church very consistently.
啊，穩定翻教會代唔代表我對神係有一份關係嘅咧？
But starting to attend church on a regular basis doesn't necessarily mean I have this relationship with God.
其實不是的，因為我嗰陣時同神咧係有好大嘅距離。
Actually, at the time, I had this huge distance from God.
係，我係知道神愛世人啦，耶穌又做咗好大嘅犧牲啦，聖經教導又好好喎，但係同我冇關係。
Yeah, in my head, I knew God loved the world, loved everyone. Jesus sacrificed his life, and that the Bible's teaching are all very good. But I just felt that these are all irrelevant to me personally.
咁其實咧，我好細個咧，我覺得天上面嘅神咧，我要敬而遠之嘅。
And actually, ever since young, I had this impression that this God in heaven, high up there, is to, you know, I am to keep a distance from him.
因為咧，同神有接觸呢個概念咧，只係會存在喺文藝啊或者玩筆仙呢啲嘅事情身上嘅。
Because my past concept of having any form of communication with God or spirit was confined to, you know, these spiritual mediums, channeling or playing things like Ouija board.
所以我從來都唔想同神有關係。
So I never felt I want to have a relationship with God.
咁同埋我都冇見過神個樣，咁。同神建立關係好抽象喎。
And also, I've never seen God. I don't know how he looks like. So to me, it's just too abstract.
咁但好奇妙喎，喺一次嘅查經裏邊咧，其實都係講翻耶穌釘十字架呢件事啦。但係嗰陣時，我突然間覺得神原來同我有關係。
And very amazingly, at one of our Bible studies, which was actually just talking about things I've heard before about Jesus dying on the cross for me.But suddenly, it dawned on me that, yes, actually, God, he's very relevant to my life.
咁我就問導師啦，啊，我可唔可以都同神建立到關係，可以經歷到神噶？
So I asked my leader at the time, is it possible that I can also develop a relationship with God and to experience God's reality?
咁老師就教我，咁你禱告同埋讀經啦。
So the church leader encouraged me or taught me to pray and also read the scripture.
咁其實我就好似大學查經組嘅成員一樣啦，我都好用心去實踐查經嘅教導嘅喎。
So just like some of our members in our campus Bible study group, I put my heart to implementing what I heard from my Bible studies.
咁咧，我就講下我第一次經歷神啦。
So I want to share with you the very first time I experienced God.
就係喺屋企，因為喺屋企咧係最容易展現真性情啦，同埋咧我最容易發脾氣嘅。
And it happened at home because at home is the place where it's easiest to show your true character and to maybe lose your temper as well.
咁講下啦，電視節目對我嚟講咧係非常之吸引嘅。
So yeah, TV programs used to be very attractive to me.
咁就算我自己閂埋房門，我只要聽到房門外邊有電視聲咧，我個心就會出咗去噶啦。
Even if I had my door shut, as long as I can hear vaguely this sound from the TV, my mind would drift wandered off completely.
咁有一次咧，我要做功課喎。
So that's one time when I was working on my assignment.
點知我嘅父母咧喺我側邊睇電視。
And my parents sitting next to me were watching TV.
不單止喎，佢仲話：阿欣啊，飲唔飲湯啊？阿欣啊，肚唔肚餓啊
？Not only that, every now and then they would check up on me and said, "Yen, would you like some soup? Yen, are you hungry?"
不過嗰時梗係火都嚟啦。
Actually, well, I was getting quite annoyed already.
我就快想開聲叫佢哋收聲噶啦。
I was about to leash out some unthoughtful words and say, "Shut up!"
咁但系嗰一刻咧，有节经文咧冒咗喺我心里边。
But suddenly, a Bible passage popped up in my mind.
系查经嘅经文嚟噶，马太福音里边讲：当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。
And it's a Bible passage that we looked at one of the Bible studies from Matthew chapter 19. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself.
嗰阵时好似有把声音问我：你想唔想实践呢个教导啊
？And at that time, it's as if Yeah, someone was asking me. I heard a voice asking me, you know, would you like to implement this teaching?
咁我梗係想啦，我冇能力啊嘛。
Of course, I would love to. The problem is, I don't have the power to do so.
啊，嗰一刻我記得老師講過，我可以祈禱呼求神嘅喎。
And then I recalled, yeah, the leader or the teacher told me I could actually pray and ask God for help.
呼求神嗰刻，我突然間我嘅煩躁敏感竟然一下間就冇曬。
And as soon as I called on God, I felt that all my grumpiness, my temper just went, yeah, just vanished.
唔單止咁喎，我竟然嗰刻我會明白到，其實父母都係好關心我，好緊張我啊嗰陣。
And not only that, I actually suddenly realized my parents, you know, they did that out of their concern, and yeah, they really, really care for me.
更進一步嘅係，我竟然咧。會心平氣和咁樣回應翻佢哋話唔使啦，跟住咧我可以專注翻喺我嘅功課裏邊。
And amazingly, not only was I able to respond to them, in a very calm way, I then started to focus back on my studies and my assignment.
咁今次嘅經歷啦，其實改變咗我好多對信基督教嘅誤解嘅。
And through this experience, yeah, many of my former misconceptions about the Christian faith got changed.
原來呢個咧唔係一個教派，而係講信一位真嘅神。
It's not about being part of a particular religious order or sect, but trusting in the only true God.
而且唔係好似我以前拜神咁樣啦，做好多外表嘅禮節啊、儀式啊。就算我會求偶像嘅，但係我會同佢保持距離咯。
And also, it's not like idol worship where you focus a lot on the outward performance of rituals. And even if you do ask the idols, these so-called gods, for something, actually, you still keep a distance from these gods.
因為神咧係可以親近嘅，係可以透過讀經同安靜，即係我哋嘅靈修啦，可以同佢有關係。
This God is someone you can be close to, you can draw close to, and through reading the Bible and being quiet, or what we call our quiet time, our devotion time, we can actually draw close to him.
嗰陣時我仲好細啦，老師同我講，其實靈修就好似打電話俾你親戚朋友一樣，就係咁樣建立關係。
And back then, because I was still a student, quite young, so how my teacher put it to help me understand this concept is to use an analogy of chatting with your friends on the phone. So in order to build this relationship with God is almost like, you know, spending time chatting with your friends and family on the phone.
咁神係好願意入我哋每一個生命裏邊嘅。
God is very willing to be part of our lives.
而且咧，佢仲願意分享佢嘅物質，譬如仁愛、喜樂、和平。
And he's very willing to share with us his nature, his character, such as these qualities such as love, peace, and joy.
等我哋好似父子一樣，我哋都可以咁似呢位爸爸。
So that just like father and son, like father, like son.
咁當然啦，唔係靠我哋自己自我修行啦。
And of course, it's not purely based on our human efforts.
可能大家都試過，然後好快覺得失敗。
I believe all of you have tried before and soon realize you don't have the strength to keep going.
我都試過。咁係啦，我個性格就係唔中意融入人群當中啊嘛。
So as I shared, my character is that I'm more removed. I don't like to get too involved in the crowd.
咁但係我又想實踐經文講嘅與眾人和睦喎。
But then I also want to implement the Bible's teaching to seek peace and harmony with other people.
咁結果我就好勉強咁做咗好多外表功夫啦。
So I did my best to do a lot of things outwardly.
但係對於唔可愛嘅人咧，我根本唔可以甘心樂意咁樣去愛佢哋。
But when I was relating to these people who are not particularly lovely, I found it very difficult to willingly love them.
特別係心裏邊嗰啲惡咧，係真係唯有神先可以幫我去勝過到。
And especially those hidden evil thoughts in my heart, only God has the power to help me overcome.
就係只要我哋認真啦，有決心付出，去開放接受聖經嘅教導。
So as long as we are serious about it, we are open and willing to accept the scriptural teaching.
神一定會幫我哋突破我哋嘅局限。
God will help us break through all our limitation.
去俾我哋經歷到佢嘅大能同埋真實。
He can help us experience His great power and His reality.
跟住去到第二部分咯喎。
So now we come to the second part of my sharing.
就係我嘅委身啦。
And it's concerning my commitment to God.
經歷咗神嘅大能同真實之後啦，我開始考慮委身。
So after I experienced God's power and His reality, I started seriously pondering committing my life to God.
委身即係話咧，同罪一刀兩斷。
So what is commitment to God about? It's really to have a complete cut from sin, to break free from sin.
將生命嘅主權交翻俾神，唔再係我自己做主人。
To hand over our life's lordship, kingship to God, so that I'm no longer the boss of my life.
咁呢個係好重大嘅決定，要好認真咁考慮啦。
This is a very serious decision that requires a lot of contemplation and really to think seriously about it.
咁我就成日問自己啦，神喺我生命裏邊其實有幾重要嘅咧
？So I often ask myself, how important is God in my life?
既然我要將我嘅一生都付託俾神，咁我首先一定要好愛佢啦，同埋好信任佢。
If I say I want to entrust my entire life to God, then first and foremost, I have to be someone who really love God and really trust Him.
神係好值得信任嘅，但係係我自己對自己冇信心。
So God is definitely trustworthy, but the problem was that I didn't have faith in myself.
縱然我經歷咗好多神嘅真實啦。但係我唔夠膽同神許下呢個承諾。
Even though I had experienced so much of God's reality, but I still didn't have that courage to make that promise to God.
因為我冇信心我自己可以持守一生一世去俾神做我嘅主人。
Because I didn't have faith that I could let God be my king, my lord, my master all my life.
我知道委身俾神係行一條窄路。
And I knew that committing my life to God is to walk or to choose the narrow path.
亦都意味住我要逆流而上。
It also means I have to go against the currents.
身邊究竟會有幾多反對嘅聲音呢
？Well, how much opposition am I going to face?
我哋睇下下一個經文。
Let's move on to our next Bible verse.
《哥林多前書》1:8，因為十字架的道理，在那滅亡的人為愚拙， 在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
我是一个信德人，意思是说我为了同人保持良好的关系，我是绝对很容易妥协的。
So I used to be this very easygoing person in the sense that in order to keep a harmonious relationship with others, I would compromise.
所以要坚持神的教导，我做不做到呢？
So if I have to hold fast to the Bible's teaching, would I be able to do that?
我那时十几岁而已，我还有很漫长的人生路要去面对。
And back then, I was only in my teens. I had still had a long way ahead of me to face the future.
你知人生有多少引诱啊，多少挑战啊，例如感情啦，工作啦，踏入社会打滚，又有很多东西要去警醒的。
So yeah, when you look ahead to your future, there are many temptations and challenges ahead of you. Things like, boy-girl relationships, or your work, your career, and just stepping foot into the real society is gonna be a challenge. I have to remain very alert and watchful.
是啊，你要灵巧之余，又要知道乜嘢系神看为正确嘅事。
So not only do we have to remain very on our guard, but also we need to discern what God sees as good and evil.
而对我来讲最大的挑战呢，就是如果有一日剩下我一个人继续跟随神，我仍然愿意行这条窄路吗？
But to me, the greatest challenge was that what if one day I'm the only one left, who wants to continue to follow God? Would I continue on this narrow path?
我是很害怕孤军作战，我亦都好惊有一日我会做一个逃兵去令神伤心。
I was very scared of having to fight this battle by myself, and also I was also worried that what if one day I decided to give up and ran away, that would really hurt God.
咁最终能够让我克服到以上嘅问题咧，系因为神嘅提醒。
And in the end, what really helped me overcome all the challenges I mentioned was really through God's reminder to me.
神提醒我，点解我成日都系习惯向内望嘅咧？
God reminded me and asked me, why are you always looking inwardly?
我净系焦点喺自己嘅不能，我冇仰望神。
You're only focusing on your inadequacy, on what you cannot do. You're not focusing on God.
所以我需要集中去知道神是会带领我，同埋我好需要神。
So I really need to focus and know for certain that my life, I cannot live my life without God.
正如马太福音里边都有讲，你们要进窄门，因为人都灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是少的，找着的人也少。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 to 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
如果我仲系喺度拖拉，我唔踏出第一步嘅话，我嘅生命只会继续被罪捆绑。
So if I continue to procrastinate and not move forward, not to take this first step,my life would continue to be stuck in this bondage of sin.
最终都系死路一条。
And the end is destruction.
咁与其我不停咁喺度估算困难有几大，数算自己有几咁不足。
So instead of keep calculating how much difficulty is ahead of me, and keep calculating or focusing on how inadequate I was,
我更加应该做嘅就系。单单仰望神，对神有信心。
What I should be doing really was very simple. I should focus totally on God and have faith totally in Him alone.
咁跟住就到最后嘅一部分，我嘅分享。
So now we've come to the final part of my sharing today.
就系神藉住婚姻去雕琢我嘅生命。
And it's how God transforms my life through my marriage.
咁受浸咗十几年啦，就快19年啦。
So I've been baptized for almost 19 years.
咁我发现单单对神有信心咧，系一个好重要，而且每个属灵阶段都需要操练嘅原则。
I've come to learn that putting my faith in God alone is a very important principle to be practiced at every stage of our spiritual life.
咁我就分享一下我同阿恒之间嘅事啦。
So I would like to share with you a little bit about something between me and my husband Josiah.
系啦，咁阿恒系我丈夫啦。咁啊呢段经历对我哋两个嚟讲咧，系一个信心之旅嚟嘅。
So, Josiah is my husband, and to us, what I'm going to share with you is really a journey of faith.
呢件事咧系发生喺我哋嚟英国之前两年前嘅事。
So this experience I'm going to share happens about 2 years before we came to the UK.
戴头盔先，我系同阿恒商讨过，我哋系觉得合适分享出嚟嘅。
But a disclaimer, let me make it clear, I have consulted my husband, you know, I've got his consent, we both think it's suitable, it's okay to share with you all.
咁其实真係好多谢佢嘅支持，令到我可以好坦诚同埋勇敢去分享出嚟。
And actually I really have to thank Josiah for his support, so that I may share with you freely and, you know, with courage.
咁阿恒呢，佢之前喺一间嘅机构里面嘅工作。
So Josiah used to work for a specific organization.
佢嘅经历啦，同埋佢嘅心情喺嗰个机构嗰度咧，好唔理想。
And because of what he experienced there, his whole condition was not that ideal.
渐渐咧，佢成个人咧都变得好负面，同埋好多埋怨啊。
And over time, he became very negative and also full of complaints.
咁從佢嘅同事口中啦，我聽得出呢個機構呢個地方咧，係好容易去醖釀一啲惡念噶。
And from what I heard from him or his colleagues, I realized this place where he worked was a place that's very easy for you to harbor all these evil thoughts.
係啦，咁可能你會覺得翻工梗係多埋怨，梗係多唔中意噶啦。
Maybe you'd say, oh, you know, it's common, you know, when you work, there are bound to be things that you're not happy with, you know, full of complaints.
但我睇到佢哋嘅恶念咧，系真系一步一步咁蚕食紧每一个人嘅心。
But I could really see how evil is gradually growing and taking over their hearts.
我睇住我嘅丈夫同埋佢嘅同事，对上司系越嚟越增加嗰份嘅讨厌啊。
And I noticed how my husband and his colleagues, their resentment towards their CEO and the management team just kept increasing.
最初我都唔懷疑嘅。
At first, I didn't give too much thought about this.
跟住慢慢咧，我聽到佢哋嘅討論係會講一啲嘅手段啦，一啲喺背後做一啲小動作啦。
But after a period of time, I heard from the conversations that.They were even trying to hatch a plot or devise some schemes against those whom they were not happy with.
我未見過佢呢一面嘅。
I had never seen the side of Josiah before.
所以我唔相信佢會咁做。
And I couldn't believe that he would even do that.
我覺得好 common 嘅啫，大家覺得有壓力咯，講下笑咁講。
So I comforted myself.And said, oh, maybe they are just too stressed. Maybe that's just their way of releasing some tension.
咁之後啦，呢個工作咧都影響咗佢嘅精神同埋情緒。
But over time, this job actually really affected him emotionally and psychologically.
咁已經有好多人啦，同埋導師咧，佢哋都為著佢嘅好處，咁想提出要佢轉工。
And at the time, many friends and even the church leaders were suggesting him to change another job.
咁好多嘅劝导俾佢，但系都失败嘅。
But all their kind advice or suggestions were rejected, were not accepted.
咁你见我又唔系讲嘢好叻嘅人，又好怕丑咁样，我仲有啲乜嘢可以有说服力咁说服佢咧？
And as you can see, I'm not someone who's particularly eloquent or persuasive, and I'm kind of shy. So what more can I do to try and convince him?
咁嗰陣時啦，咁我夾硬要去離職咧，又唔理想嘅喎。
And at that time, I knew that if I kind of force him to change his job, it's not going to work.
咁我記得喺結婚前咧，上過婚姻輔導。
And I remember before we got married, we attended some marriage counseling.
裏邊講到神設立婚姻係想妻子作為支持者。
And we learned that God established marriage. Is really for the wife to be a support, a helper to her husband.
咁我抄翻啲 notes 啦 ，notes 里边咁写嘅。
So I went through my notes from the marriage counseling.
彼得前书三章一节，你们作妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不顺从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
And I found in my notes this Bible verse, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.
不单止这样，在notes 里面我还写到啰嗦是不能够去让关系是更加尽心和维持的。
Not only that, in my notes, I wrote,that keep nagging is not going to build up a relationship or to yeah make this relationship last.
咁係啦，我提到呢個經文咧，其實我唔係想去投訴對方嘅不是。
Of course, by me mentioning this particular Bible verse, I'm not trying to complain or suggest that the my husband was wrong.
我其實只是想說我用了很多方法但是都不成功。
I just wanted to express how I've already tried all my resources and it wasn't successful.
我不想用爭吵的方法去強迫對方。
I didn't want to resolve to arguments and things to kind of force the other person to listen to me.
所以在這件事上我要繼續持守聖經的教導。我首先要管好我自己的舌头。
So, I myself have to first hold on to the Bible's teaching and to really bridle my tongue.
去用温柔的心令到对方软化落嚟。
And to, with a gentle heart, try to soften the other person or win over the other person.
咁眼見佢不但只係工作層面啦，被呢啲憤恨啊、憤怒啊去包圍。
And when I saw how Josiah was filled with anger and hatred because of his work，
咁甚至咧佢嘅情緒同埋佢日常生活嘅決策啦，都受到影響。
It got to a point where even his emotions and his decision making in his daily life was badly affected.
咁我嗰时好迷茫，但系神咧都提醒我喎。
So at that time I was really lost, but God once again came to my aid.
神话俾我知啊，你唔系要单单去转佢生活嘅环境啊，你帮助佢，帮助佢回转啦，帮助佢顺服神。
God reminded me that your mission, your task is not just to help him change the external environment or his work environment.What he really needs is to completely turn around, to return to submit to God, to obey God.
我知道方向啦，咁實際上其實我都唔知神要我點樣做嘅。
So now that I know the direction, but practically, what does God want me to do? How am I going to achieve that?
咁雖然我都不停為丈夫禱告，但係情況冇改變。
Even though I kept praying for my husband, but it seemed like nothing was changing.
我仲可以做啲咩咧
？So what else can I do？
好奇妙，有一晚咧，我哋一家三口喺房间里边准备瞓觉。
So amazingly, one evening, our family of three were in our bedroom and getting ready for bed.
阿女咧就无啦啦攞咗两本书入嚟，叫我读俾佢听。
And my daughter picked up two books, and asked me to read these books to her.
佢幾有眼光嘅，佢攞咗兩本書，一本叫做《不驕傲》，另一本叫《發脾氣》。
And I think she really had a good taste. She picked up two books entitled "Do Not Be Proud" and about a book on losing your temper.
咁係啦，咁大家都笑啦。咁我就用最簡單直接嘅故事講下待人接物應有嘅態度。
So, I see so of this opportunity and simply and directly making use of the story to teach about the appropriate attitude we should have when we relate to others.
我想專登大聲啲讀出嚟。
And I deliberately raise my voice a little to read it out louder.
跟住加埋個人嘅經歷解釋俾阿女聽啦。
And incorporating my personal experience to try to explain these important truths to my daughter.
咁當然我係借機讀俾我嘅丈夫聽嘅。
But in actual fact, I was hoping that somehow my husband would hear it as well.
咁我希望咁樣旁敲側擊一下，我又唔使直指其非，應該可以一言驚醒夢中人啦。
So at the time, I was hoping that, being a bit indirect, not having to confront him, might somehow help him to wake up from, all his these problems he was facing.
但系都系冇改变。
But no, there's still no change at all.
呢份恶喺佢心里边嘅蚕食咧，都渐渐影响咗我哋日常生活，有好多意见分歧。
And because of the evil harbored in his heart, actually it slowly impacted on even our life as a couple, and we started having many disagreements.
等待嘅時間真係好漫長，短時嘅我都覺得都冇改變咯，咁不如放棄啦。
And truly, the period of waiting seems so long, seems endless, and because I was so short-sighted and not noticing any change, any improvement, I really wanted to give up.
加上當時香港嘅社會狀況啦，唔穩定啦，新冠肺炎帶嚟好多唔方便啦，生活好多艱難。
Also, at that time, Hong Kong was having a lot of social unrest, and with the challenge of the pandemic, all these things added to the challenge of our daily life.
我嗰陣時已經心力交瘁噶啦。
And I was totally torn.
但神佢親自去安慰我，佢話需要提醒嘅提醒過啦，你盡咗力得啦，跟住我會睇住嘅。
But God, He comforted me.And he just told me, what you need to do, you've already done. Whatever you should have reminded him, you've already reminded. So, having done your best, trust that God, I will look after it. I will watch over you.
去學習唔用自己嘅方法去改變丈夫，淨係為佢禱告等待神出手呢個過程。
Learning not to rely on my own way,or to try and change my husband, but to patiently pray for my husband and wait for God to intervene.
神俾我一个学习嘅功课。
And God, gave me a precious opportunity to learn through this.
婚姻辅导里边有一点系关于敬重嘅。
Also in the marriage counseling, we learned about honoring the other person.
教導咧好深落喺我個心裏邊。
And this teaching actually, had a deep impression in my heart.
係啦，我嘅筆記係咁樣寫嘅啦。
And again from my notes, I found this verse.
就係箴言十七章九節：遮掩人過的，尋求仁愛；屢次挑錯的，離間密友。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 9: He who covers over an offense promotes love.But whoever repeats the matter separates close friends.
我嘅 notes 再写就系，如果因为丈夫做咗一啲决定，承受后果而发怨言同埋挑剔，系会彼此伤害。
And in my notes, I wrote, if your husband had done something or make a certain decision, and you had to bear the consequence, but because of that, you started grumbling or criticizing.That actually would be very harmful to each other.
咁實踐出嚟嘅時候咧，我知道我要保守自己嘅心。
So as I implemented that, I knew that first and foremost, I had to safeguard my heart.
唔好過於自卑，亦都唔好驕傲。
I shouldn't be overly intimidated or feeling inferior, and yet I can't be too proud and overestimate myself either.
因為很多時候我都會覺得我自己先睇得準啊，我睇得透啊，咁我睇得啱啊。
Because many a times I would feel that I can see the whole picture clearly, you know, I've got everything right.
咁做錯就要企，做錯就要認打，就要企定噶啦。
And well, if you're wrong, then you better admit it. You better own up to it and bear the consequence.
但我係咪咁公義咧？
But am I truly that righteous?
我想做呢個審判定係交翻俾神咧？
Am I the one to do take the position of the judge to make this judgment, or should I hand over this right to judge to God?
所以我都要好小心跌入呢個驕傲自大嘅陷阱。
So I had to be very careful not to fall into this trap of pride and being arrogant.
要咁做嘅話，我一定要對神有信心。靠住神嘅带领，我先至可以不偏不倚咁样实践出嚟。
But in order to do that, I must have faith in God and rely on God for Him to guide me, so that I may really, live according to it.
咁实际啦，我系点样跨胜咧
？So in practice, how did I finally overcome？
亦都系单单仰望神啦，以信心经得起考验做我嘅目标。
So yeah, I made it my goal to trust totally in God and also to make sure that my faith can be tested.
咁喺等待嘅过程里边咧，我好体会我好贫乏。
But in this process of waiting, I realized how inadequate, how lacking I was, how poor I was.
好似马太福音里边讲，心灵贫乏嘅人有福啦，因为天国系佢哋嘅。
Just as Matthew chapter 5 verse 3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我好缺乏信心，缺乏忍耐，缺乏智慧，我都一一向神去求。
I was really lacking in faith, lacking in patience and wisdom, but all these things that I feel I was lacking, I just prayed and committed to God.
跟住有一日咧，阿恒突然间问我喎。
And then out of the blue, one day, Josiah suddenly asked me,
我有啲咩做得唔好啊？我有啲咩要改善啊？
Is there anything that I've done wrong? Or is there any area that I could improve on?
嗰下我覺得有冇搞錯啊？查經咪講咗咯。
But at that time I felt, you know, what kind of question is that? Isn't it clear through the Bible study?
我哋睇下查經嘅經文。
So let's look at what we did in our Bible study at the time.
因為好長啊，咁我就係省略咗嚟讀啦。羅馬書十二章嘅，不要以惡報惡。众人以为美事，美的事要留心去做。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Romans chapter 12, from verse 17 to 21, and I've selected the relevant parts. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
咁其实呢节经文咧，应该系佢带嘅查经嚟噶。咁但系嗰阵时个状况真系唔理想啦，咁佢拒绝咗，咁所以系我带。
And actually, this very passage was assigned to Josiah for him to lead, but because at that time his spiritual condition really was not that great, so he refused. And I was the one who ended up leading this Bible study.
咁所以我真系有啲质疑啊，对方系咪真系唔清楚问题喺边度咧？
That's why I always had this query, this question in my mind. Did he really not know what the problem is?
但是突然间咁问我，我都唔知点招教。
But his sudden question, you know, asking me what had he done wrong, like, yeah, make me a bit, caught me a bit unprepared.
如果有导师喺度，我绝对系会交翻俾导师啦。
Well, if there was some church leader around, I would definitely pass this to them, pass this question to them to answer.
咁所以我好矛盾啊。
So actually, I was in a predicament.
既然佢都咁主動走埋嚟啦，我係咪應該攞住個經文嚟講個問題出嚟咧
？Well, since he initiated this topic and you know came to ask me about it, should I just kind of Bible bash and use this passage to tell him what's wrong with him？
但係佢承唔承受得到咧？當時
？But would he be able to take it？
定系我将啲言辞又修饰一下，好婉转咁样去讲出嚟啦。
Or should I try to cleverly rephrase it, make it easier to accept？
但系有冇用咧
？But would it work？
我沉默咗好耐，不停咁呼求神。
I remained silent for a long time, but at the same time, I kept calling on to God.
Yeah. 我問神呢條問題應唔應該由我答啊？我嘅新娘唔應該我嚟嘅。
I kept telling God or asking Him, should I be the one who answer this question? Because I don't feel I have that spiritual stature to yeah, help Him in this way.
咁最後咧，神係比較好冷靜啦，唔係抱住一個教訓嘅態度。亦都唔係過分嘅謙卑去回應佢。
So in the end, God helped me to remain very calm and not have this attitude of kind of teaching him or correcting him. But on the other hand, it's not also not overly humble, yeah, or putting myself down when we discuss these topics.
係啦，咁我哋討論完一段時間呢個查經內容咧。最後我問咗佢一個問題。
So after we had a certain time of discussing this particular Bible passage, I asked him one question.
你覺得你之前咁對上司啱唔啱呢？
What do you think? The way you treated your boss or superior, the CEO, was it right?
咁過咗一段時間啦，佢同我講翻，因為當時呢句嘅提問令佢知道。佢覺醒咗，佢覺得佢得罪咗神，亦都得罪咗人。
And it was after a while that he told me, is this particular question that kind of awoken him? And yeah, he suddenly realized he has sinned against God and sinned against others.
咁因着佢回歸翻神啦，去順服翻神嘅提醒，睇到一啲好多。引申出嚟嘅生活问题啊，各样嘅嘢都渐渐咧翻翻去正轨、哦。
And as he once again returned to God and obeyed God's reminders, and I realized all those problems that we were facing, you know, in our daily lives because of the root problem, and yeah, slowly got corrected.
咁我哋两夫妻咧，成日咧都去围到呢一个艰难嘅时期咧，我哋都感恩啊。
And so the two of us, as a couple, often give thanks for this very trying period in our life.
因為我哋都親自經歷到神嘅教導。
Because each of us experienced God's work in our life, His teaching in our life.
藉此神讓我哋夫妻嘅關係同埋同神嘅關係係更進一步。
And through this, God actually took our relationship as a you know, as husband and wife, and our relationship with him to another stage.
所以好感謝神啦，丟掉我哋生命嘅瑕疵，去磨合我哋嘅關係。
So we are very thankful that God was really molding our lives and yeah, getting rid of these imperfections, these flaws in our lives.
我想分享多一節經文，係馬太福音19:26，耶穌看著他們說，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
I would like to share one more verse with you in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
坦白讲，对神有信心这个话题呢，我觉得好难捉摸。
Well, to be very honest, this lesson of having faith in God can be quite hard to grasp.
因为你又要付出努力，你要参与，但是又叫我对神有信心，那即是怎样？
Because on one hand, you know that you should also make your give your best effort and participate in it. But on the other hand, you're also told to have faith in God. So in the end, what am I supposed to do?
只要我哋嘗試，一定會做得到嘅。
But as long as we are willing to try, I can assure you, you will find it possible.
所以我哋要去相信神，係需要親自踏出呢一步。
So if we say we want to believe in God, yeah, we must take this first step of faith.
纵然我哋可能听到好多基督徒去分享佢哋信心嘅见证啊，听到好多信心嘅讲道啊，好似已经有好多秘诀啦。
Even if we had already heard from other Christians their testimony of their journey of faith, or you've heard many sermons teaching you about this lesson of faith. And as if you've already gotten the key to live this, or live a life of faith.
咁最终其实都要去自己亲自体会，先至会明白。
But in the end, you would only understand it when you live it out, when you implement it.
頭先講過，我決定委身有好多難阻問題噶嘛。
So just now I already shared with you when I was deciding whether to commit my life to God, I was faced with many challenges, obstacles.
咁呢啲都係一一靠住神就過到噶啦。
And all these, as I relied on God, I managed to overcome.
咁喺屬靈嘅成長路上面啦，每當遇到困難啊或者挑戰嘅時候咧，有一個嘅事蹟係成日鼓勵住我嘅。
And in my spiritual journey, whenever I encounter challenges or difficulties, there's one particular incident that often comes back to my mind and yeah, it really encourages me.
就是五餅二魚這件事啦，咁我都想分享出來彼此鼓勵。
And it is the miracle of the five loaves and the two fish. And I want to share this with you for your encouragement.
是的，就是這一句經文，約翰福音六章九節。在这里有一个孩童带着五个大饼两条鱼只是分给这许多人还算什么呢
In John chapter 6 verse 9 it says, Here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish, but how far will they go among so many?
在这个事迹里面呢那位平凡的孩童他只是付出他的所有给耶稣
In this miracle thatordinary little boy offered up what he had to Jesus.
跟住就係耶穌去成就更大嘅事。
And Jesus made use of that and accomplished much greater thing.
我哋都係咁平凡，好似呢個小孩一樣。
You and I are also ordinary people, just like this little kid.
手上面擁有嘅嘢唔多。
We might feel that we don't really have much.
但係只要每一步都同神講，我願意。
But as long as we are willing to say to God,I'm willing each step of the way.
往往就會經歷到好多神嘅改變同埋不可能嘅事情。
You will experience amazing things happening and things that you deem impossible becoming possible and your life being changed.
神可以令咁普通嘅生命咧，去都同樣活出到一份豐盛有活力嘅。
And God can turn our very mundane and ordinary life into a very dynamic and abundant life.
你都願意行上呢條信心之旅嗎?
Are you willing to take this step of faith and start this journey of faith?
相信咧，而家我哋每一個都願意踏出呢一步，我哋彼此鼓勵啦。咁相信會有更多豐富嘅經歷。
So if you're willing to take this step of faith and to encourage each other, I believe all of us together would have abundant experience in God.
係啦，咁我哋都一齊進步同埋一齊見證神嘅大能啦。
So let us keep growing together, keep making progress and to testify to God's great power.
咁呢個就係我今日嘅見證分享，感謝神。
So this is my testimony sharing with you and praise be to God.Thank you. So how about we say a prayer to end? Okay, so let's say a prayer and give thanks to God. 我們一起祈禱，將榮耀歸給神。